T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul's going to join us on our Western Hotline. He will be at the KeyBank Center tonight for the Sabres and the Blues. And Paul's segment with us is brought to you by Losi and Ganji, Buffalo's workers' comp attorneys working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Paul's a hardworking Western New Yorker. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hello. How are you doing?
So does Ryan O'Reilly still get booed tonight? I don't know why. I just thought that was not on my original list of questions. But when I realized it's St. Louis, I just thought I'd ask if Ryan O'Reilly's still going to get booed tonight.
Okay. Well, Chara still gets booed, so, but he never played here.
Yeah, he'll always get booed. Lucic would probably get booed. Did he get? Wait, was Calgary was already in town, right? Did Lucic get booed?
Yes. No.
No, he didn't get booed. Okay, maybe the Sabres fans forgot about him and Ryan Miller.
He hardly plays though either. So
good point. Western Canada in the books, 3 points out of six. Give us your assessment overall of the three games and how you thought the Sabres fared.
Well, considering the way it started, I think it's good that they got three out of six, and especially since the last one was a hard-earned one where they had to go out and hang in there, and they had a 2-0 lead. They came back. They looked very tired in the second period. It looked like the back-to-back had caught up with them, and they just didn't have their legs at all. But surprisingly enough to me, Edmonton decided it was in the third period. They kind of looked like the tired team. It was shots were just 6-6, and they kind of let it be 2-2. And, I kind of thought Edmonton would really turn it on in the third and make the Sabres kind of hang on. But it didn't turn out that way, and it allowed the Sabres to stay in it. They came out with the win, so good for them.
Yeah, I would have, excuse me, Paul, I would have thought like that would have, to me, that seemed like the toughest of the three. Like Edmonton, the third game in the trip, the back-to-back, granted it wasn't Saturday night in Vancouver, it was an early afternoon game in Vancouver, but I thought Edmonton would have been the toughest game, and as it turns out, that's the one game where they get a win. That's a quality win.
It was, especially since Edmonton came back, and the thing is, you can't, McDavid really was only dangerous the one time, and it was a great save. I mean, you talk about you need a big save. Well, he came down the slot, and Ullmark made a huge glove save on him. And I thought Draisaitl actually was the more dangerous guy. He hit a post. He had a wraparound he almost scored on. It just seemed like he was the more dangerous guy during out the game. But the Sabres kept him off the scoreboard, too. So you got the top two scorers in the league. Neither one got on the scoreboard. The guys they do let on the scoreboard are the guys that never score, like first goal in 27 games. And they seem to have a habit of that this year. It seems like the bottom six guys kill this team. Very often they can keep the top guys off the scoreboard, but guys who haven't scored all year or have one goal all of a sudden are scoring goals and getting two or something like that.
Paul, funny thing is that of all the teams in the NHL, the team that is the best at shutting down Connor McDavid is the Buffalo Sabres.
8 points in eight games.
Wow, but in terms of like how, what share of shot percent, all that stuff, like how often he has the puck, the Sabres are the best at it. Wow. I mean, he gets a lot of points against a lot of teams. And again, 8-8 is finger quotes shutting him down. But it is interesting that they were able to find a way to do that. And, defensively, they're not giving, I don't know, are they giving up a lot of great quality or just getting beat on some shots that maybe your goaltenders might want back?
It depends which game we're talking about. I mean, there have been some games where Ullmark has had to stand on his head and face 40. But recently, those 6-6 shots, none of them were great quality on either side, really, to be quite honest. And, I didn't leave that game thinking, boy, Ullmark really stood on his head. Even the second period where the Sabres only had, I believe it was 4 shots, and they got outshot 12-4. It wasn't like I thought, well, Ullmark is really holding them in here. They're under siege. It wasn't like they were under siege. They just weren't really generating much. And the 11 shots that Ullmark looked at were Some of them were for long range. I mean, he made some good saves along the way. As I said, the one he had to make on Connor McDavid was just a phenomenal save in front. But, yeah, it just depends which game it happens. There are games they do get run over, and there are games where they play pretty good defensively and limit the good chances that come at them.
I know it's not all on him, but what's up with Carter Hutton?
It's just a struggle for him right now. First, they don't score a lot of goals for him in some games. Now, they did the other night, but there are other games where they don't score a lot of goals, so he doesn't have a lot of room for error. And if he does make the one error, it costs them dearly. And I know it's frustrating for him that, but there are some goals there and there too that he would want back, or some saves where he doesn't come up with the big save at the big time that when they need it. And, you know, you say to yourself, well, that would have been a tough save, but boy, they could have used a save there, you know, to bail him out.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't seem like that's happening for him right now. And he knows it. He knows that he goes, we can sit here and analyze every goal, but he says the bottom line is I'm paid to make saves.
Yeah, and I mean, that's
and,
it.
And that's what he said, and he's not making them.
Sorry, Paul. I mean, like the last game he played, and I mean, there are odd man rushes, and there are breakdowns in the defensive zone. But, right, at some point, you know that comes with the job. You've got to be able to make the bailout save, and he doesn't. So you can look at the 4 or 5 goals a game that are going in against him, and you can point out it isn't all him, but you do have to make the bailout save, and he has not been able to do that for a while.
Yeah, and his team did score goals for him the other night, and in the end, they still wound up losing the game 6-5. You know, so I don't know if he just needs to have a win. I mean, it's very rare to see what's happened to him. I mean, he won the first 6 games, he was 6-0, and then he loses his next 9. I mean, it's so rare you see that. And the numbers he put up in the beginning of the year were
goodness.
Very good also.
Yeah, right. He had like a .940 save percentage there for a while. He was stopping everything.
Yeah, in 6 games.
Yeah.
So, did the team play better in front of him? Yes. But still, in the end, there are nights the team doesn't play well in front of Allmark either, and he gets through it.
Paul's with us. The Sabres game is tonight against St. Louis. 803-0550 to join us. Oposo got back. Had a couple goals. How'd he look to you?
Yeah, he's, you know, being around the net, he looks like he's almost a little refreshed. I mean, you know, he's got a little jump to his step. He's in on the forecheck. That line is once again in on the forecheck. And they're getting some points. And if, you know, you can get the kind of production lately out of Larson, especially, and Oposo, and even Gergensen's had a night where he had a couple of goals. And, you know, all I'm looking for from that line is got guys to have between 7 and 10 goals, you know, somewhere in there. And I think you're fine. What you can't have is when they don't even have 7 goals combined and you just get nothing out of them. I mean, you have to get something out of that line offensively. It doesn't have to be 20 goal scorers or anything like that, but you have to get a contribution. And if you don't, I mean, you're starting to count too much on Eichel and too much on Olofsson and too much on Skinner. And, you know, you have to get the a little bit out of there. And they've been doing that, and they've picked up points in, 7 out of 9 games, I believe it is now. And, yeah, I understand 3 of the games were losses, but they're still, you know, picking up points and right there for second place. I mean, they're right sitting there with the Florida Panthers for second place.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the group. They're in that mix. I mean, there's Boston, and then there's everybody else, right? There's Florida, there's Tampa, there's Toronto, there's the Sabres. So they're despite the stretch they went through after the hot start, they are right there with everybody else in the division, which is nice thing to see.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing. I mean, they had a horrendous November till the very end of November, and they've stayed right in the standings, and it just shows you that they banked some points in October. And it was good for them. I mean, they were the number one team in the NHL for a while. And, you know, they're not going to even be the number one team in the division. None of them are. I think we can safely say Boston is pretty much. Now, people can point back to what St. Louis did last year. But I'm still, that would mean it's still a total collapse by the Bruins. And I don't think you're going to see that.
Jack Eichel go. I suppose I should preface it with some kind of a question, but he is on pace for, I think it's 48 goals and 111 points, and we've talked about his two-way game being better and all these things. Go ahead, you got it.
On that, Paul, just real quick on the 100 points. A couple years ago, maybe 5 years ago, there were no 100-point scorers, and now this year we're back on pace for about 10.
There's 10.
So, you know, as someone who's often complained about scoring, before we get to Jack specifically, is there anything specific you think about the game that has brought back the 100-point score? Because it's very much a welcome thing, in my opinion.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I do know goals are up this year in the NHL. And as I said, I don't have the specific numbers in front of me, so that will help. I think power plays are up as far as goals. It seems like, to me, if you look at the percentages for the power play teams, to me, it seems like they're up from past years also. So it seems, you know, that you're getting more power play goals, and that's going for it too. Other than that, I mean, I just think that the scoring is up, and that's something that they have tried to do. I think there are probably more power plays. I mean, I've had a couple people complain to me about all the slashing penalties that get called, and
Howard complained.
I hate Paul. They are so ticky-tacky. They're really out of control. I don't like it.
But they're getting called.
I know.
And it, I mean, you might not like that, but I would say to you or somebody else who complains about that, do you like the increased scoring in the NHL?
Well, no, Paul. I want less goals. But I think they've taken it. The premise of the slash was guys are getting broken fingers, broken hands, broken wrists. Okay, I get it. I mean, you tap a guy on the shaft of his stick and they're sending you off for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think slashing somebody's stick, and it's just maybe old time. I don't really think that should be slashing. To me, slashing is when you've hit their body.
Yep.
Not their stick. To me, it's if you hit their stick, I don't feel that should be slashing, but they feel to the letter of the law, I guess it is.
All right, Paul. So to get back to Jack Eichel and the way he's playing, because I kind of derailed that with the talk 100 points and power plays and slashing. So on to Jack.
Yeah, it's kind of he's taking it right down to the end the last couple of games for his scoring streak. But the thing is, you know, they've needed goals in those situations, and he's come through once scoring a goal and once with, you know, helping with the overtime goal, just a tic-tac-toe play for the Miller play. So and he had been out there for a little while too. You know, he didn't go for the change. And that's not the first time we've seen. Matter of fact, last year in Calgary, I believe he played the whole overtime, if I'm not mistaken. So he didn't go for the change, and Johansson came out and Miller came out, and Eichel was instrumental in that goal too. But a lot of what I think the reason his point total is going up is what you talked about, better defensively, and when he hustles back like. Very often he'll break up the play and turn and go. And that's getting him, I think, up the ice faster in transition and helping him get more opportunities in the offensive zone. So Kruger kind of promised him that, you know what, if you improved your defensive game, I think you're going to find that that's going to improve your offensive game. And I think Kruger's been right. I mean, he's... I keep pointing to the second Toronto game that they lost because Anderson stood on his head. I thought Eichel was the second best player on the ice, and a lot of it was the notes I took defensively. He made four defensive plays in that game that were just gorgeous plays, that were dangerous plays by the Leafs coming down, but he hustled back. I mean, it was like he just shot out of a cannon and broke the plays up and did exactly what I was talking about, turned and go. I mean, it wasn't like he broke it up, but still the Leafs, you know, got the puck back and hemmed him in. It was quick, and it's just up to Reinhardt, up to Olsson, and off they go. And I really was impressed with that game from him.
Hearing, you know, Craig Reve talk about this, we had Ralph Kruger said he felt like Jack's defensive game has taken big, big steps. Are you in that camp too? You feel like he's coming into the player he's supposed to be?
Yeah, and I've seen improvement in this defensive game in past years, but not like this. It's something he cares about to the degree that he's out there now when the goaltender's pulled and the team's coming at him. He's out there to take a big face off and to be in the quote defensive side of things. And he's the only one that I think the Sabres have that I have any faith at all that's going to try to score in an empty net. I mean, I have never seen a team as bad as they are when the goaltender's pulled. They just can't put a game away putting a thing in the empty net unless it's Eichel.
Yeah.
He seems to be like the only guy that can
from
do
his
it.
Own circle, like the, in their own ends.
The,
right
the last one, he attempted to get two other guys to throw it in the empty net, and finally was like, "All right, I'll just do it."
Yeah,
there was really, Vesey and Gergensen's, I think.
I just it's you know it's very often, then all of a sudden the puck goes in and they're tied, and I think to myself, "Boy, there have been a lot of points the past couple of years that." That they've lost out on because they can't put the puck into an empty net.
All right, Mr. Hamilton. Nice chatting with you, sir. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yes, take care, guys.
All right, Paul.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.